जोख पुराओ माटी रंगाओ, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे, जोख पुराओ माटी रंगाओ, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे। खबर सुनाऊं जो खुशी रे बताऊं जो, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे।
तेरी सखी मंगल गौरी धरती अंबर सजा, आज मेरे पी की सवारी, हर कोई काजल लाओरी, मोहे काला टीका लगाओरी, उनकी छप से दिखूं मैं तो प्यारी, लक्ष्मी जीवारो नजर उतारो, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे, आज मेरे पिया घर आएंगे।
ओम शांति। चोख पुरावो माटी रंगावो, आज मेरे पिया घर आवेंगे। डेकोरेट द लैंड विद डिजाइंस, रंगोली कलर द सॉइल, माय लव विल रिटर्न टुडे, माय लव विल रिटर्न टुडे, दिस न्यूज आई शेयर, दिस हैप्पीनेस आई शेयर, My love will return today. My love will return today. Oh friends, sing auspicious songs. Decorate the land and the sky. The ride of my love will stop here. Someone get kajal collyrium. Mark me with it to keep the evil eye away. His image makes me look better. Someone worship Lakshmi. To oust the evil eye. My love will return today. My love will return today. Colors meet color to make new colors. Happiness has pitched its tent at my doorstep. The papiha sings, the koel chants. The courtyard is covered with angels. Someone sound the divine instrument. My love will return today. My love will return today. Sound the divine instrument everywhere. My love will return today. Khush khabar sunao. Khushi ye batao. Aaj mere piya ghar aayenge. Chokh purao. Maati rangao. Aaj mere piya ghar aayenge. The river has reached the ocean. The river has reached the ocean. It wants to merge into ocean. Rather, it had started its journey with this end in her mind. But now, when the river has reached and is about to enter into ocean, there is a hesitation. There is a fear. What will happen to me? What will happen of me? What will happen to my shape? What will happen to my size? What will happen to my beauty, my individuality? And this fear, this consternation is not allowing the river to become merged into the ocean. The river looks back and there is a nostalgia and the memories are flooding. Those mountains from where it has risen, those villages, those forests, those barren tract of lands, all that the meandering river had crossed. Now everything is coming back to river. River is remembering all those things because now it is about to merge into the ocean. But the fear is baseless. It is the destiny of the river to become ocean. And it will not lose anything by becoming ocean. It has come from ocean and it must go back to ocean. And once that fear is removed, such joy, such bliss of merging, of becoming one with the ocean. This is the culmination of all the efforts the river has done till now. The cumulative joy, the bliss cannot be described. Kahat Kabir, suno bhai pyare. Sahab mile, sukho hoye. The beloved has met, and there is no bliss greater than this. Listen. The greatest joy, the greatest bliss. So the river is free from all the fears now. The river is free from fear and the river is ready to jump into the ocean. The ocean was unknown. The ocean is deep. But now it has realized. We all are rivers and God is ocean. The mountains, the villages, the barren land, the different places we have traveled, they pull us back. The nostalgic memories stop us. But now the time has come. You have reached the shore. Take a jump and merge and rejoice. As the song says, my love has come today. This news I share, the happiness I share, my love will return today. O friends, he sakhi mangal gaori, dharti ambar sajaori, anhad naad bajaori sab mil. Aaj mere piya ghar aaye. The song My Love Has Returned So decorate, rejoice. This meeting is the ultimate joy of this Brahmin life, and this is a ever new joy. Every meeting is different. This meeting is wonderful, as Baba said. This meeting is unbound. This meeting is so mysterious, so unique. It takes place only once on the stage of the world. But the guest is coming. Is the host ready? The guest is about to knock at the door, but is the host ready? The guest is the ocean of purity. But is the house of the host is so pure? Allow him to enter and surrender. The greatest welcome that can be given to this guest is the ultimate surrender. So today is 1st of December. Celebrate. And our celebration is subtle. Rejoice. And our rejoicement is subtle. Dance. Sing. Swing. And this swinging and dancing and rejoicing is so subtle and yet so evident that it cannot remain hidden. There was one 9-year-old girl, and she has finished her elementary school till 4th standard in village. And then she luckily got admission in city school in 5th standard. She was a simple girl who had never tasted the city life. And for the first time, she enters the city. And with somebody's help, she makes it to the school. And that's the first day of her school. The school has been started from some time, but she has missed the initial few days. And the teacher is here, and the students are sitting. And the teacher introduces this new girl to the students. And then suddenly teacher says, "Today we are going to take a surprise test." And everybody is alert. And what is the surprise test? Write down the 7 wonders of the world. And teacher says, "This is your test because I have taught you all this in last 15 days. So I expect that many of you should be able to remember and write." And everybody is busy in writing. Poor little girl from school, from village, she's also sitting. She is also curious, and she is also writing something. And the teacher looks at her, because this girl is just watching here and there, in between observing, thinking. The teacher feels probably this girl doesn't know the answer. But it's okay. So, answer sheets are collected. Somebody has written Hanging Garden of Babylon, the Great China Wall, Taj Mahal, Pyramids of Egypt, Giza, and so many other things. At last the teacher asked the girl, "What have you written? Have you finished?" The girl doesn't say anything. She She has written 7 wonders of the world. And what were they? And the teacher was stunned to read what she has written. So what she had written? Yes, brother. Any guess? 7 wonders. What she must have written? She wrote, the 7 wonders of the world are to be able to see, to be able to hear, listen, to be able to touch, to be able to taste, to be able to smell, to be able to feel, and to be able to love. Are not these the real wonders? And when the God is around, and when the God is in front, and when the God has come, the divine wonder is to experience these 7 things. See, people are busy in jotting down points when they meet Baba. Even when he is conducting drills, the heads are down and writing points. Somewhere the mouths are busy in eating something. And some lips are busy in chit-chatting. And some eyes are wandering here and there. And some ears are eager to listen to extra God sounds. The sounds which are not God's. So when you see him, when you meet him, when the meeting is taking place and the beloved is around and the bridegroom has come, be all ears and be all eyes. See him to your heart's content. Watch him. See his every gesture. See how he looks. See his detached observership. How unattached he is. The way he comes and the way he goes. He is the very embodiment of non-attachment. He is there and yet he is not there. He is such a sakshi. He is such a detached observer. He comes down on the earth and he watches the entire world. Don't think that he is looking at those people only who are in front of him. The Supreme has descended. And he watches the entire globe and all the humanity. So he watches the world. What you have to do, you watch him. He sees the world with detached observership. You see him with detached observership. This is such a beauty, such a joy. He is Sakshi sitting there. You look at him with that Sakshi stage, with that detached observership. And such joy will descend upon you. Look at his every gesture, the way he moves his hand, and the way he moves his body and carries himself. Look at his eyes, those watery eyes, the deep, deep, the dark, dark, watery eyes. There is such inherent, such innate beauty in his looks. The Supreme has come. Gita Gao. The song says, sing. But the song is subtle and invisible. intangible. So the first wonder is to see him. We are busy in doing other things. Stop doing everything. Stop writing and doing here and there. Just be still. The body should become still and then see him, watch him, observe him. The second is hear him. Hear what he says. Listen. Hearken. His every words. To hear is to imbibe. To imbibe is to drink. Drink through the ears. The divine nectar. Tava katha amritam. It's an amritam. Ambrosia. The divine nectar is descending after such a long time. His every word is filled with divine vibes. Listen to those words with rapt attention. With unadulterated interest. And be one with his words. Your ears and his words should become one. Your mind and his words should become one. The words are like the flow, the waves, the vibes. Those words, those vibes, those waves should become one with your vibes, your waves. Your internal chanting. The third is to touch. Touch him. But this touch is non-physical, platonic touch. This is known as platonic. It is not physical nature. It is not corporeal. It is incorporeal. Metaphysical touch. Touch him. Because when we meet our beloved, we always feel like to touch that person, to hold the hand or to hug. That's an expression of the love the humankind knows. Here the invisible is coming. The incorporeal is coming. How will you touch him? How will you perceive him? He is intangible. The soul should touch. And soul doesn't need the support of hands. The soul is handless. Feel the soul is touching, is merging, is becoming one with him. Such love, such merging, such mingling in silence, in solitude. In the solitude cave of the heart, the meeting takes place. Meet him. There. So touch and then taste him. He is the ocean of nectar. He is the mountain of nectar. The saccharine. What sweeter thing is there in this world than him? The world is tasteless, insipid. Before, he is the sweetest recipe of this world. He is the most delicious food. He is the greatest pranic food. Such food that you never tasted before. Adaram maduram, vadanam maduram, chalitam maduram, charitam maduram. Everything is madur. Maduradhipati akilam maduram. That is how the glory of God is described in Bhagavatam. Venu madura, gopi madura. Everything, he walks, he dances, his flute, his hair, his gestures, everything is filled with divine beauty, with divine nectar. He is the mountain of beauty. is the ocean of beauty, is the sky of melody. So touch him, taste him. The divine food is coming to you from supreme abode. Taste him, eat him, chew the God. But it's difficult for some people to digest. Only the pure soul can digest him. The next, feel him. That is the sixth wonder. Feel him. Feel his presence. When you are in front of God, you are in front of the highest, the greatest authority, the mightiest power. The power. Which is enough to shake the world. Such power is in front of you. Such ocean is in front of you. He is love incarnate. So feel him. When he is sitting, just feel. Something will happen to the soul. His rays, his vibes, catch them. You see him not just through these eyes, but your whole body is filled with pores, and every pore of the body is an eye. So every eye should see him. Don't see him just with these eyes. But your being, your whole body is seeing him, feeling him. What you feel can stay in the soul's memory for a long time. What you hear goes away. It is fleeting. But something you have felt, somebody has not spoken to you a single word, but you were in his company for 2 minutes and he held your hand. And those deep eyes, and you never forget. Somebody has given you motherly love just for 5 minutes, but you never forget. It is indented. It creates an indelible impression. It makes a dent in on your mind. And the last is love him. He is the only lovable commodity on this earth. He is the only lovable thing. Nothing whom you can love. This love only is the real love, the highest love, the divine love, the supremest. So meet him today on the mountains of Abu. See him, feel him, taste him, hear him, touch him, and love him. The river should shed all its fear and all the nostalgic memories of the mountains and all those other things. Now be ready to jump into the ocean and become one with ocean. The ocean has come and the ocean is here. The time is now and the time is here. Jump. Rejoice. Sing. Swing. Become one with him. Om Shanti.
रंगों से रंग मिले, नए नए ढंग खिले, खुशी आज द्वार मेरे डाले डेरा। पीहू पीहू पपीहा रटे, कुहू कुहू कोयल जपे, आंगन आंगन परियों ने घेरा। अनहद नाद बजाओ री सब मिल, आज मेरे दिया घर। हर